replace the guy with a fucking ball sack. Just being like,
we need to quash the rebellion.
You're a ball sack, dude. Shut up. Hello and welcome to Punta Vista, episode 406. I'm Ben and I'm in a twisted, skewed vision of the future as depicted in an episode of Black Mirror. We're in a near future, both instantly recognizable and horribly strange. Technology is advanced, but at what cost? Our ability to manipulate and improve the human body at minimal cost means everyone is physically perfect, but with what unforeseen consequences? With me, sporting rippling lumberjack-esque muscles, a big, beautiful, juicy booty, a massive set of honkers, an 8.5-inch and surprisingly girthy cock, and an IQ of 95, it's Lucy. Hi, Lucy. How's life?
Hello.
Hey.
It's nice having these big rippling muscles, actually. I feel like, you know, when guys are like, oh, I'd love to wake up with a pair of titties.
Yes.
It's like, yeah. I woke up one day in this future with these big rippling muscles. They are making my perfect tits and big juicy booty look kind of strange. So I think that's the flaw that I got.
Yeah.
The IQ is normal, I think.
Ah, Black Mirror. I think that's the Black Mirror that you got, is that it looks kind of odd, the fact that you have
I look funny. Yeah,
like F cups, but also like huge fucking muscles. Black Mirror. I think that's what they say in the show, right? When they get up to the point where you realize that it's bad, actually.
They say, oh, this is kind of like I'm holding a black mirror up to society. They always say that,
I can't see shit in this mirror. Also with me, with rippling lumberjack-esque muscles, a big, beautiful, juicy booty, a massive set of honkers, an 8.5-inch and surprisingly girthy cock, and an IQ of 95, it's Theo. Hi, Theo. Theo, you look great. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up?
Is 95 bad, by the way?
No, I think 95 is normal.
What's a normal rate? Oh, okay.
100.
I think IQ is not good as a whole. It's bad. Yeah. It's racist, ableist. It's stupid. It doesn't make sense. It's not consistent. I think
it's great because I've got a good one. So I think it's a good measure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
What's the minimum you have to get into Mensa again? What's the thing?
It's just you've got to be in the 99th percentile.
Which is? I don't know what the end of the bell curve
for. It's like 130 or something. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm rocking a perfect hundo. I'm a clean hundo.
That's a perfect score.
Down the line.
I'm on the top of the bell curve, and I'm looking down either side of the curve, and I'm going, you guys look fucking stupid down
freaks.
There.
Yeah.
Idiots. I love
it. People on either side are kind of doing the crying Wojak as well on the left and the right, and you're kind of doing like the Chad. Maybe even a Giga Chad up there.
Man, I don't. We can maybe offline this discussion. I just don't know if that's the sort of thing I wanted to bring into this podcast. We don't have to be describing, you know, like.
You kind of raised you raise the IQ thing.
4chan memes.
It's
or
like
whatever,
you gave me a 95.
Oh, you're the perfect person for it then.
Wojak's are pretty funny.
Yeah, that guy's really mad, even though he's saying that he isn't mad or whatever.
Yeah.
I think probably if you were ever describing one of those in real life, you kind of like fucked.
Oh, 100%. It's time to just take a little break, I think.
Like if you were at a bar with friends. Room
free of stimulus for
a funny
a month.
Wojak the other day. Check this out, guys.
Yeah, it's his brain, but it's actually like his enormous balls that he's sitting on them.
Yeah, euthanasia. Yeah. And finally, with rippling lumberjack-esque muscles, a big, beautiful, juicy booty, a massive set of honkers, an 8.5-inch and surprisingly girthy cock, and an IQ of 95, it's Andrew. How are you, bud?
Hey,
bud.
Hey.
I'm smiling.
Hey,
man.
Hey. Hey, Theo. Hey, Andrew. Hey, Lucy.
Hey, man, you're looking good.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey.
You're also looking good.
If we all have this perfect body, man. Though, does it lose its... Is it no longer special?
Surprisingly, no.
Like, I wouldn't really be.
No, you think that's what the twist would be? It turns out it's amazing if we all have the perfect body.
Oh,
yeah. Black Mirror. That's not the Black Mirror. That'd be so good. Get to the episode. You're just waiting for the moment where it drops, where it's like, there's got to be a fucking twist here. Everyone's just like, no, this is awesome.
Yes.
Look how
and
fucking
it turns out that's just like, that's just Charlie Booker's like vision. Like, oh, this one's the good one.
Oh, this is Mirror.
Yeah,
this is just a regular guy. This is a utopia I've imagined. I've actually drawn quite a lot of pictures from it.
It's like the Animatrix gets it done in every different style. Here's a rippling abs man, big booty. huge dick done in the style of Japanese woodcut.
That'd be a good tattoo. That'd be great. And you can try and convince people that it was like a traditional Japanese folklore creature.
Yeah.
Well, the bigger the hog and the bigger the titties, the luckier it is. That's actually where they store their magic.
Yeah. We're all wearing our society's mandated Star Trek style uniform, beige bike shorts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Very short, very little.
Very Welcome short. Barely holding future. The girth in. Barely holding the girth in.
Yeah. And previously when society was worse, school...
Previous.
If your 5.5-inch when flaccid dong was hanging out of the left-hand side of your shorts, the teacher would come and slap it with a ruler to force everyone to make it come out of the right-hand side. But because this is the perfect society now, they don't do that anymore. And 12.5% of all people have their beautiful flaccid cock glands poking out of the left-hand side.
Do we all have a cock in this utopian society?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And beautiful breasts and beautiful
breasts. And the honkers and the booty. Can we just not gloss over how quickly Theo got to that from the starting point that we were at before? Jesus. Left-handedness, cock hanging out of shorts.
Actually, the through line was 100% it getting slapped with a ruler.
Hey, that the Black Mirror, it's got a distinctly English sense of irony to it that I think would maybe be lost on some Americans. We talk about Americans in America Watch.
America.
Yeah, they tried to bring Black Mirror across to the American, do an American version. Turns out it was just the freaking 6:30 news. With everything that's happening
over there.
What with
the stuff that's going on. Yeah, that checks out. This comes to us from KLFY in Louisiana. Louisiana bans handheld phone use while driving starting August 1st.
Oh.
Wow.
What are we, bloody George Orwell's America?
Yeah, it's a freaking, this is like a freaking Black Mirror episode.
This reminds me of a novel that I read once, an allegorical novel written by a man named George Orwell, and it was set in the year 1984, and it was called...
Animal Farm.
That's right.
What next? Banning happiness? Yeah. Banning joy? Banning
blood alcohol
love,
limit while you're driving?
Blood alcohol limit, yeah.
Drinking while driving?
I just didn't like... I just would, if you'd asked me if there was like anywhere left in the world where it was still legal to hold your phone while you were driving, I would have been like, I don't know, maybe some of the looser places, maybe Costa Rica, maybe. Just wouldn't have thought, but I guess America finds way to surprise us.
Are they just like zooming through the bayou down there, reading their phones?
Yeah, they're all driving through the bayou.
You actually have to go like out of your way to drive through the bayou, it turns out. I wanted to see some bayous. You have to get off the highway to do that, found out.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they're always there in like True Detective. True Detective, their ass is in a bayou like 90% of the time.
That's true. It's not
working
primarily
in the community, though.
The
bayou community.
Yeah. Okay.
It's swamp bound.
Every now and then, the... Matthew McConaughey saying Reggie Ledoux will pop into my head. Very satisfying.
Where did that first season come from? We don't know.
No, because
what
they tried to make
that?
A bunch of other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think wasn't the first one heavily plagiarized from a novel that without giving
that
credit
sounds
to
right.
it?
That sounds about right. Yeah.
On August 1st, drivers will be given warnings. Lafayette Police Department Sergeant Robin Green explained that on January 1st, officers will begin to issue citations. So you got another like 5 months of just holding your phone.
You got 5 months of free phone holding.
Yeah.
I'll
free phone use.
I'll probably be completely finished Bellatro by that point. I think I'll gold stake everything. 5 months?
Oh, yeah.
Set yourself a goal.
Maybe it's good like where they have the Subway Surfer playing so you can focus on a video. Or whatever that the Zoomers are doing. So what if like you just had Subway Surfer up in your car and make you like a better driver maybe?
Yeah. You could put it like up. You know how they've got now they've got the like
our car's got a little screen in the dashboard.
I love that screen.
What?
I love that little screen. Black mirror. It stops you from looking down at the dash, so your eyes are on the road. But what if that was projecting Subway Surfer?
Yeah,
up there, and so you don't even. It's keeping your eyes on the road.
It's keeping exactly. Yeah, it's you keeping engaged. Your attention.
Yeah. Yes, it's putting you in the flow state.
Yeah. Do you see the guy that defeated the anti? What's the attention? The devices that they use to monitor attention in the Teslas while on. Fully self-driving, because you're supposed to be, you know, you can't nap or that sort of stuff. And he just put on the glasses from The Simpsons with the eyes open. Works perfectly, apparently.
Great. That's
greatest,
awesome.
Greatest company on earth.
Quote, this law is just to keep everybody on the roadway safe, Green stated.
Yeah, it makes
sense.
Novel
idea.
All right. Great.
Yeah,
all right.
Kind of makes sense.
Good fucking thinking, Louisiana.
Yeah.
The new law gives an exemption to emergency responders and the dialing of 911 to report illegal activities and to report an emergency.
Emergency responders?
All people dialing 911 to report the other driver on their phone.
Yeah.
I can see him on the phone. He's saying something into it.
Would we have an exemption for that? Because that still seems crazy to me. If you
like
need...
paramedics, like driving, playing Monument Valley 2? They're pushing
like...
that block tower around? Beautiful
rushing
ending?
The hospital while bleeding out, and you want to be like, oh, I should tell them I'm coming. Just dialing 000. Pull over, brother, before you pull that phone out. What are you doing? Lafayette Police Sergeant Robin Green agreed that an easy way to practice remembering the new... Agreed? Agreed with who? Lafayette Police Sergeant Robin Green agreed that an easy way to practice remembering the new rule is to drive with nothing in your hands.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Well, he's
like
agreeing with
start.
Us, apparently. Just tail wagging the dog,
driving.
Kind of, but...
Yeah, they really preempted that one, but yeah, I agree. We all agree.
Yeah, the Colt 45 pistol that you're holding while you drive around, imagine that it's a phone.
Yeah.
Put it down.
And then put it down.
Put it down. If it were a phone, it could be dangerous.
Yeah.
So just
you
pop it down.
You can hold some things, right? Burger.
Sandwich.
You can hold sandwich.
Yeah.
Burger.
6,000 ounce big gulp.
Steaming hot coffee cup.
Yes.
And it's spilling
right.
all
filled
over
to
the place.
Brim.
It's not on properly.
You got that pre-McDonald's lawsuit coffee held in by surface tension, doing 85 miles an hour.
It's actively burning your genitals as you're driving. Apparently, there was a better way.
I've got a coffee pot at home that I've jailbreaked to heat my coffee to like 180 degrees Celsius.
Extra hot, boomer style?
Yep.
You boomified your coffee pot?
Filled with coffee. It's liquid coffee, but it's 120 degrees. You tell me.
Ideally, you want to have to put on those like metalworking gloves in order, and like a welding face shield to get your coffee into your Stanley in your really big Stanley mug.
Yeah,
I think
they got to
put
out
the
like
lid
a...
on the Stanley mug though. That's for pussies.
They got to put out PSA like introducing the people of Louisiana to the fine art of thumb drumming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get those hands on the... Okay, so first of all, the hands should be on the wheel, by the way. If you're looking for a natural place... I suffer from, you know, kind of where do I... I'm very aware of my body.
You do
where
suffer,
am I
going to
put
you?
All this stuff, right? And it's weird. Like, everybody, I assume, is worried about where to put their hands, whether they're putting their hands, like, in a normal spot. If everyone else is...
Look around
the room. What are other people doing with their hands? Are they being weird about it? They're probably being very casual about it. Maybe put your hands to your side. No, that looks weird, okay?
Yeah.
But with a car, very easy. Not 10 and 2 anymore. The rules have evolved. It's okay. We just keep up to date. 9 and 3. Put those bad boys on the wheel.
Hold on.
Put some music on.
Hold on.
What's the first time?
When did 10 and 2 become
and
obsolete?
We're at 9 and 3? Who's
we're
saying
9 and 3? The driving clock has
maybe
has
you
moved
could get some music that's maybe got like a time signature that's not like the not the usual one.
Yeah.
Maybe?
And you can occupy your mind. So, you know, it's hard. You're used to that stimulus from the phone. You can occupy your mind going, oh, that's actually in. I think the start of this song, which is the first song from the second album by the Mars Volta, I think that's actually in 23/8 if you count it out the whole way. And that's a lot of counting as well.
And you should close your eyes while you're counting it out. One,
yeah.
It does. Yeah. I think maybe they should just start off by sort of getting them into Rush, but you can tap out the intro to YYZ.
Yeah.
While you're on the steering wheel there, and you're not holding a phone the whole time that you're doing it.
Some Gojira.
Yes. Yeah, but that might be too much for some people, and that's fine. We're going to introduce the good people of Louisiana to Tiesto. You know, just stay on the beat. That's all you got to do.
Yeah,
if that's
you got to tailor the solution to the person. You know, you just got to important thing: hands on the wheel.
Let's get some 1-1 time signature going for the people of Louisiana.
What does that sound like?
What does that sound like?
Oh shit! Oh. Okay. It looks like, as of, I guess, the 20th September 2023, the current state of cell phone use while driving in the United States is that they're making three different distinctions about the sets of rules. There are, you can only do hands-free cell phone use, so basically can't touch your phone, same as like Australia.
No
you
touch have, cell phone use, yep.
That's right. Then you have just texting is prohibited specifically, which makes up like about half. It's
what does
evenly
that mean?
Split.
You can like hold it to your ear for a phone call,
holding it like to watch the maps while you're steering.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty like it's coastal that you can't touch your phone at all on the coasts, middle of the country, like the Midwest mostly. You just can't text. And then in the beautiful, big, gorgeous state of Montana, no rules, baby. Do whatever the fuck you like.
You can
live
just
free or die.
You can text and drive in Montana.
A different state.
Live free and die. As it goes.
Big, beautiful, open country like that, you know, a land just keeps rolling on.
The open road, some texts. Text anyone you like.
Texting your exes.
Yeah. You got just messages on that? You got WhatsApp?
Going to the Sun Road, texting your ex around those narrow bends.
Nothing but you and the iPad Pro that you're holding in both hands. Completely obscuring your vision of the road.
Hey, I've got a 13-inch iPad Pro. Dare me to drive?
Quote, use your Bluetooth. And if you have to use a speakerphone, which is fine, but the phone cannot be in your hands. You can use a phone holder inside your vehicle, but not in your hand, Greed explained.
I do love, in Australia, you see a lot, like, you know, obviously we have these, you're not supposed to be using your phone with your hands while driving. And so people say to themselves, I am like the Joker. I know how to evade the law. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the speaker function of my phone so that it's in a hands-free mode, if you will, and then I will hold the phone in my hand 6 inches from my face for the duration of the conversation while I'm driving.
Yes.
And I have to imagine that those people genuinely believe with their whole hearts and pussies that if they get pulled over, they can say, oh, but I was hands-freeing my phone.
Yeah.
It's on speakerphone.
And there are so many solutions to this as well. I mean, if you're of means, you have Bluetooth and blah, blah, blah in your car. That's not for a lot of people, obviously. So, you know, for others, you can get maybe like a secondhand pair of noise-canceling headphones and put those on and turn on the noise-canceling and also turn it up really loud so you can hear everything and you don't need the speakerphone on. You can just sort of get the outside world just completely blanked out, a couple of pair of noise-canceling headphones. It's the safest thing there is. Also, it's a lower stimulus as well if you're driving around.
Get some really dark sunglasses on. Ideally mirrored on the inside.
Got that illegal tint going.
The illegal tint going on both your car windows and your windscreen and your sunglasses. I'm really trying to take this stimulus down a notch because we all agree. Headlights are too damn bright now.
We should be less stimulated in the car.
So bright.
People will stop acting up with less stimulation.
They're so bright. So let me tint my sunglasses. Let me tint my windscreen. You know?
Sometimes if I'm going for a walk like late of a night time, taking the dog for a walk, and I've had a couple of beers. I'm getting into really melodramatically shielding my eyes from people's headlights that are too bright. Oh, God! And I hope that that gives them like a moment of introspection where they're like, wait, I'm a cunt. Oh, my car has the cunt headlights.
Do you think so? Do you think it might work? Probably not.
I think it's going to get through to one person's going to be like, man, why did I buy this? I'm such an asshole. I blinded that poor boy.
Let's try.
Hairy boy.
Let's try bringing in a new bit of, you know, social reinforcement where every time we see one of these, we start flashing our own headlights as though we are under the belief that they mistakenly have their high beams on.
Do you know that? Sometimes I literally am debating going like, do they have their high beams on? Or
we all have that
are
moment, Theo.
Lights of just like that for some
A car crests a hill in front of us and we say, those can't be your regular headlights.
Ow, my retinas.
Sir, you're doing damage to me and my optic nerve.
Oh, we should just get laser pointers. We should just start lasering them like pilots. Just lasering the high beam guys.
Yeah, how does it feel? What's up now when your corneas are gone? Dick.
How does your own medicine taste? Yeah. Probably bad, I reckon.
Et tu, Brutus?
No, you know how there's that guy who puts the the guy puts the stickers like on TikTok or Instagram or something. He's sticking stickers on people's cars when they don't return their shopping cart. Has anybody ever seen this guy's account?
No, I've missed that.
Guy who just hangs out in parking lots and he has like a GoPro on, and when someone doesn't return their shopping cart, he goes over and puts like it's. I think he just has magnets made up so they can't claim that he's like vandalizing their car in any way. And it just says something like just rude person, you know? Like it's really
that's good.
It's super innocuous and it's like there's nothing really bad on it. It's just like, you know, rude person, didn't put shopping trolley back kind of thing. And people go fucking insane. Yeah. Like
well, people don't like being criticized on the on their moral behavior. They're like,
there's often some psychology happening
it's
there.
It's not me.
When people are made to feel bad about their actions.
Yeah.
They then have to kind of invert that on the people around them. It turns out it's the sticker guy that's the problem.
It is the Instagram account Cartnux.
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 So close to.
And he just has his camera on and he goes and puts a little thing on the cart and people go fucking crazy. And he goes, oh, well, you could just put the cart back.
Yeah.
You know?
And, it's always an option, hey.
And being America, people regularly threaten to kill him and brandish guns and everything.
Yeah.
But maybe we need to bring in a program where we get some stickers going that say, too bright. And when you see a brand new model of car, you just slap one over each of the headlights.
Yeah.
And maybe that obscures, 40% of the brightness that's coming out. Helping everybody around and helping to inform people of what they're doing to the strangers around them.
Maybe just like a subtle kind of sticker that just, it's quite small, tiny lettering just says, your bright ass headlights have got me feeling like the very sunburnt old Mexican man from the start of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And I listen to Bunta Vista. Maybe that'd probably go viral.
Yeah. And we're not legally culpable for reasons we can't enumerate. So
no, we're not legally culpable for anything. It's a podcast.
No.
Yeah, I think that's kind of outside the general.
Yeah,
it's like shouting fire at a crowded theater.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool to do.
Very funny.
It's such a funny example in that you reckon that ever caused an incident? Like specifically
don't understand what the thing is supposed to say.
Well, because you'd leave in an orderly fashion. So you're not part of the problem, but other people wouldn't.
No, I mean, don't make this about my personality or anything. What does the saying mean? What is the conclusion we're supposed to reach
about? Sorry, is
this
a common saying?
Shouting fire. It's a thing. It's a thing about, it's a like a pathological example for freedom of speech, First Amendment.
Don't always understand metaphors.
And they're like, and you know, going to the shouting fire in a crowded theater example, and I'm like, yeah, tell me more about it. I need to know.
No,
I know what that means first.
What does that mean?
What do you mean you can't extrapolate from just that sentence what the point it's meant to be getting at?
Are you supposed to be allowed to do that or not?
Not allowed to
do that. Okay, thank you.
The point is about how, like, yes, everybody has the freedom to say various things, but saying things can cause, like, harms and consequences.
Well, why don't
if you're
they
in
say
a
that?
Crowded
they
theater and you
should
start
give
screaming
they should just
letters.
Say that.
Puzzle to unpack.
People should just say what they mean.
Now, you know I love puzzles. But...
Let's update it and just say shouting active shooter. You know, like, yeah. I think that'll make more sense.
Is that bad?
Shouting
for the American
Yochi
audience.
At a TikTok.
Am
I right?
Good. Yeah, that's nice.
No idea. Sorry.
Now, oftentimes, sometimes you get you, the listener, you'll hear.
Hold on. Oftentimes and sometimes.
Oftentimes and sometimes, you, the listener, will hear someone on the show having struggled with a simple concept, and you feel compelled to explain it to all of us, like all of us don't understand it.
Yep.
You don't need to talk to us about exemptions and free speech for things like public safety. We're mostly across that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Theo just has a very literal brain, and he can struggle with some things. To name a few of the violations, the new law prohibits a driver from holding a phone to make calls, text, post, take pictures, or browse the web.
I like that you have to specify every single one, like as though texting and posting would be different. Like, oh, I can't text. I guess I'll just tweet.
I'll post.
Yeah, they're different parts of the brain, to be honest. I can post while like driving. It's no problem to me to post while driving. But messaging,
it's less thought. A message takes more of your thought. Yeah.
It's yeah. They showed it on fMRI, like different parts of the brain light up. When you're posting, it's right on the dopamine center. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, and you do need to list them all out because otherwise the cops are going to have to deal with, you know, different people think different things are important.
Yeah.
You know, different people think different things are a priority. So if you get pulled up and say, oh, now it's illegal to take a photo of the tip coming out of the bottom of my flesh-colored bike shorts. Yeah. Huh? I needed to share that. I was girthed out right now, officer. Officer, you understand that when you girthed out in the right way, you got to get a photo of that in the next, 30 to 120 seconds.
Yeah.
Officer, sir.
You got to post that to the Girthmouth chat.
Yep.
Straight away, you're going in.
Why are you reaching for your gun, sir? No need to reach for your gun, sir. Just take a look at the photos and tell me I'm wrong. Unlock my device? Yes, with pleasure. Just swipe right from here. Just swipe. Yeah.
Do you think you could put the tip up to the fingerprint sensor? You reckon that would register something?
Oh, I kind of want to try
Why
now.
Do you say no so quickly?
I don't think that
Do you
work.
Not have a curious mind and soul, Ben?
No, I've clearly already thought about it because I have a curious mind. No, they're looking. They need some sort of a pattern for it to actually store.
And for Unless that you reason, have a... I think it's more likely you could use the ball sack. Because there's more fingerprint-style ridges.
Too big, though. I think you got to kind of choose the right tool for the job, so to speak.
Oh, you'd need to dial in on the correct zone of the ball sack every time you wanted to validate it again, which I think we can all agree would be too. And like, it's going to be weather.
It's just to be clear, we're talking about setting up the ball sack as your fingerprint sensor on your phone, and then repeatedly having to use your ball sack to unlock the phone.
We can take this off live. We don't need everybody here for
this. The ball sack.
Yeah, it started off being about the tip, but I think we all agree that it's too smooth. It's unreasonable.
That's ridiculous.
It's unworkable.
I don't agree with that.
That's the realm of the fantastic.
I want to look more into
it. All right.
Louisiana State Trooper Peggy Burke reminded us that hands-free phone use while driving applies to the highway.
Oh, the highway's part of the road?
Highway is part of the road, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
What is it about cars that make people like such stupid cunts? Like just stupid, selfish pieces of shit.
And it is like by far the most dangerous thing that like 99% of us are going to do in any particular
in
day.
Any
if you hop in the car,
situation,
right?
In any day.
Yeah. You are literally operating like, heavy machinery. Yes.
You know what? When I get onto the highway, I'm actually allowed to put both feet up on the dash and kind of paint
because
my
it's
nails.
Boring. Because there's nothing
because
else
it's
to
boring.
Do on the
there's
highway.
No,
it's
there's
boring.
No traffic
right.
lights.
It's called road hypnosis and it's dangerous. That's why you have to do something to entertain yourself.
When you're driving through the suburbs, there's a lot of frequent turns and stopping, traffic lights and stuff like that. I understand you need to be aware. You get out on the highway.
Yeah.
A big, beautiful, smooth road.
Nothing to do. Nothing to watch.
Nothing to do with
your
my
cruise
hands.
Control's taking care of most things, probably.
Yeah.
Need my dopamine.
Do you have lane assistance on?
Subway Surfer on the dash.
Yeah.
You know?
You can only say horse every time you see a horse so much.
Yeah.
And you need the lane assistance because you're watching Subway Surfer and sometimes there's like a train coming and you kind of jerk your wheel just out of reflex. Oh, get out of the way of the train. And you want that lane assistance to kind of say, up. I know that's a Subway Surfer related jerk on the wheel.
Yeah.
It's just,
thank you, Mr. Mazda.
Pull it back in.
I understand.
I've only driven one car that has like lane assistance in it, and it was a hire car from when we were in Hobart a while back. And it scared the fucking shit out of me.
Oh,
because
it's terrifying.
I've never had something
it's
else
no
take
good.
The wheel from me before. Yeah. It was
And also it doesn't
horrible.
Make it safer as well, by the way. They kind of checked on that. Cruise control, like adaptive cruise control, very good. Someone stops suddenly in front of you. One, your car had already made sure you're going the correct, like a decent distance behind them. And two, it can react much faster than you, right? The lane assist, they checked. They were like, did they, you know, whatever. And no, it doesn't. It's actually, it's stupid. Most things that they're putting in cars now are just stupid.
Yeah. The thing that tells you if there's someone in your blind spot, stupid.
I actually like that one.
That's probably good that those are now mandatory in cars. Yeah. But I also, I don't know, it seems lazy. Are you too good to turn your head, do a little shoulder check?
Well, I'm turning my head too, okay? Good. It's just got a little bit, a little backup, a little safety
net. Support. Everybody needs support, Ben.
Sometimes I'm tired.
When I see someone parking with the, like, the parking camera, I'm getting the ick.
No,
I've never parked a car, but I'm like, pathetic, lazy.
I hate the reversing camera. I don't use it. If I'm in a car with one, I don't look at it. I cover it with one hand.
Yeah, I don't need this information. It is unholy to me.
I'm like Luke turning off his targeting computer. Fuck off. Don't need it. I'm better without it.
No, I love mine because mine has like a series of cameras around the car that then stitch together a bird's eye view.
Yeah, the top-down one. Like
it looks
one of those
totally fucked up.
Like extremely high FOV music videos from the 90s. Yeah, it rules. I don't know how
going
they do
on?
That.
What's going
Sorcery.
On with cars?
What's going on?
Sorcery.
We're like four non-blondes in here. What is going on?
What's going on?
And if you're under 30... You're in trouble.
And if you're over 30, Marvin Gaye, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a really good point. Yeah. Wow. That's kind of fucked up to kind of fun.
We're like four Marvin Gayes in here?
Like four non-blondes. Quote, you're going fast on a highway, Burke added. I mean, highways are between 55 and 75 miles an hour usually. If you're going that fast.
It's so fast.
That's not even the fastest highway speeds they have over there. I mean, it might be the fastest in Louisiana, but...
120?
Yeah. If you're going that fast, you're not realizing when you look down at your phone for 5 seconds. Even if it's like a quick glance, you've already traveled the length of a football field. If I could have included a burger in there somehow, that might have really made it comprehensible to the American mind.
Picture a football field.
Yeah. Now picture you're a burger traveling at 75 miles an hour, and that burger is looking at nudes that he's getting sent by his wife. Anniversary tomorrow.
Just wait. Look, you got to turn off the thing that puts the pictures in your notifications.
Yeah.
That notification can wait till you get, pull off like the nearest exit. Just pull off, find a spot.
And pull
open
off.
Open up the dudes.
If you've been offended by anything that we said in that segment because we're making fun of Americans, don't contact us. Here's some stuff from some people who did contact us. It's time for the Buena Vista Hotline.
1-800-317-5155. That's the Buena Vista Hotline. 1-800-317-5155. That's the Buena Vista Hotline. You can send us an email. mailbag@buenavista.com. Maybe DM us on Twitter. You could even message Facebook, but we don't really check the Facebook, yeah. 1-800-317-5155, that's the Buena Vista Hotline. 1-800-317-5155, that's the Buena Vista Hotline.
We've had two people manage to sneak stories through our tight, tight firewall this week. This first one comes into us from cherished listener Tim, who is the guy that looks like Mr. Beast.
What's up, Mr. Beast?
Hey, fucking love that dude. He's so
Beast-o.
Sweet. I saw him last week, I think, last weekend.
Mr. Beast?
Into the bar. The guy that looks like Mr.
Came
Beast.
Came to the bar?
Yeah. He pops in every now and then. Lovely.
You sure
dude.
It wasn't Mr. Beast?
I'm relatively certain. His voice is quite pleasant to listen to. Mr. Beast is not. That's
What's his smile like?
There's warmth to it. There's
warmth
a genuine
to it? There's
warmth.
A soul?
And okay. There's life in his eyes. Yeah.
Life in his eyes. Yeah.
Quick, podcast meeting. Motion to refer to cherished listener Tim as Mr. Beast.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Beast, and the Mr. Yeah. Beast is in quotes.
Yo soy señor, yeah. Mr. Beast. this is sort of a follow-up to something that we spoke about in episode 391, A Cutout for Hanging Dong. do you guys recollect the I Shan't Be Coming lady?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yep. She would repeatedly book hotel rooms and then
cancel them at the last second.
But she would also pay for the booking.
Well, I think she was getting refunds for them. I have not figured it out. And everyone that tried to explain it to us got it wrong as well. So I think we're just going to have to accept
the mystery.
So you're
all as dumb as us.
Yeah.
Well, really. just finding out I wasn't on that episode, so now I feel like I'm not having a stroke, which is great.
Oh, you weren't on the...
I was sitting there going, I'm trying really hard to remember what this is.
10 a.m. and you're like, I shan't be coming.
That's right.
Now that's a callback to the episode.
I assume. I'll take your word for it.
You shan't have been coming, Edward.
I mean, he might have been.
Oh!
Hey.
It's Saturday morning. You know, important. Good taking chances.
You got a very different life to me.
This is from Japan Today. Man arrested for making false reservations for 258 hotel rooms in Tokyo.
Ah, ikimasu.
Yeah. Now, wouldn't this technically be against their system?
And I think the best way to do these sorts of jokes is to make yourself laugh so hard at them that you can't quite say them, so no one can.
So too.
Probably safest,
it's a layer of abstraction between myself and
it. Police in Tokyo have arrested a 28-year-old man on suspicion of fraudulent obstruction of business after he made false reservations for 258 rooms at a hotel in Tokyo last December. According to police, Junki Sanuki, who is a former clinical laboratory technician of Shimane University Hospital in Izumo, Shimane Prefecture, is accused of making the false reservations with different email addresses for the hotel, which is directly connected to Haneda Airport from December 16th to 19th. That is one long sentence.
Yeah.
You say former clinical laboratory technician.
Yeah, and quite recent, actually.
Did you get a promotion, maybe?
Police said Sanuki is believed to have used multiple false names and made the reservations while he was on duty using a hospital computer.
Uh-huh.
Records of false reservations for more than 580 rooms at the same hotel were found on Sanuki's smartphone and other devices.
Mr. Policeman, I gave you all the clues.
Yeah, it's all here on the one computer.
On the one device.
You think he was inspired by that other lady? This is a crazy thing to also do.
I guess. Maybe.
Like logged into Gmail and you click in the corner on your profile and it comes up with 580 other email addresses for you to switch to.
Sanuki is thought to have had trouble over the use of a TV in his room when he previously stayed at the hotel in November.
I love a good grievance.
Like he had a grievance, couldn't get the TV to work.
Yeah,
maybe can't get the softcore pornography working on here.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. It was one of those video on demand things.
You charge
me to watch the pornography, and I can't see the vagina.
You charge me for the whole movie,
just the tip of the penis.
But I only used the first 12 minutes.
Well, maybe he's watching pay-per-views on Japanese hotel room TV, and it's like, I can see the vagina. This is fucked up. I need a refund.
Oh, this is disgusting.
This is unpixelated, and I am scared.
When I was like 24 and I was staying at a fancy hotel in Chicago, I got home absolutely shit-faced drunk from doing a solo bar crawl around beautiful Chicago. I was like, fuck it, I'm treating myself. Spent $25 on a pornographic movie on the hotel video on demand system, and then immediately passed out.
Leading it to play on a loop.
You should have asked him for a refund.
Yeah, can I get a refund?
Like, I'm so sorry, I didn't get to watch the pornographic movie that I
ordered.
I didn't
get to watch Big Wet Ass as 18 because I blacked out.
It'd be so funny if it was on autoplay. Like, queuing up the next one. Like, oh, great big asses too.
You're not going to start at number one, Ching. Are you? Like, you know that it's only gotten better from there. You kind of want to go for a sweet spot where they've built on their technique, but they're not tired of it yet. So probably seven.
But you want to understand the backstory of the characters, though.
Well, but my problem is, even if it's not connected, if you start at eight, you may not like the kind of technical changes, the production in one might bother you, and you might be depriving yourself of the enjoyment that you would have otherwise gotten by watching the first one first. You can kind of see where their technique and talent sort of grew from.
You know how we had an episode that I think is called like Big Wet Asses 17 or something along those lines. This is, we were talking about the guy whose parents threw out his enormous pornography collection and there was a lawsuit.
Oh, yes. Yep.
I had sort of, that was a long time ago, and I couldn't quite remember whether or not that was something that we had made up or whether it was a real name of a pornographic movie, because that would be kind of funny if it is real, because that's silly, right? Big wet asses.
Is it a joke from something? Well, is this just a thing that we keep saying?
The other day I was rewatching season one of Tim and Eric, and then there's a scene with, it's like a pretend intro to a porn movie, but with someone who looked like a pornographic actress in it. And I was like, oh, I wonder if she actually does porn.
Which is everybody on the show as well.
And then in her credits was Big Wet Asses, one of the Big Wet Asses movies.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, the universe is full of all of these little fucking connections.
So much beauty
so
in the world.
Beautiful.
I can barely take it all in.
There's 23. There's 23 of 32 of them.
32 big wet asses?
That's so glamorous.
That's too many
for
me. I don't like.
Are
I
these
like
all feature
two
length?
Maximum.
What's, I'm look, I'm oh, seeing
feature,
on
feature
movie database.
There's 48 hours of big wet asses?
Glamorous anal escapade, 2025.
Glamorous anal escapade.
You know
says.
What? I wasn't thinking about it being anal focused. I thought we were just looking at the asses.
I thought it was just regular sex with oiled up butts.
Yeah, that's that seems like a
but
reasonable assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah. The butts are dripping wet. Someone's coming out with one of those like misting guns they use when they're doing like ads for Coke or whatever. More water droplets. When questioned, he denied the charges, saying, quote, "I've never had any trouble with the hotel, so I don't understand why I was arrested this time." Interesting.
I mean, you could take a guess.
I think it's the hotel reservation.
Yeah.
Starting to make claims in front of the media like, I didn't have any trouble. The movie played perfectly well and I busted.
Yeah.
No refund was necessary and I checked out on time.
I didn't do it. It was not me.
I simply did
not
do that.
Do you think they're still making money from like hotel porn videos anymore? They can't be, right?
I don't understand anything about the economy.
I mean, what are your overheads?
It must have been once lucrative. Right, like paying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the margin on
hotel pornography.
Is enormous, right, yeah.
It was probably even worth, like, the margin was probably good enough that it was worth putting up with all the people who had to insist in front of their family that they didn't watch it at the front counter, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's
a them
problem.
This charge is very surprising to me. Babe, why don't you take the kids out of the car and I'll handle this?
I think you probably just cast it to your TV, because they got smart TVs in their houses now. Yeah,
but they never work. Not for porn, just for casting something.
Oh, sure.
No, that's true, you're right.
You could also get a USB-C to HDMI adapter, I guess, and just run it as a second screen, like directly off your phone as well.
I mean, you
probably
should watch porn on your TV.
You probably just watch it on your phone, right?
What do you mean you shouldn't watch porn on your TV?
That's fucked up. That's weird.
Yeah, that's
weird. I mean, I wouldn't and haven't, but it's very luxurious. That's one of the most opulent things that I can imagine.
That seems too opulent. That's
The screen's too big. It's too immersive. You get scared. Be like the train coming at the audience.
Reflexively dodging cum shots.
That's the first time seeing a 3D movie. Whoa! Ah! Just got hit by that tire coming off that car. Shimane University released a statement on its website saying, quote, "We deeply apologize for a former employee causing concern and anxiety to all involved. We take this news seriously as it has significantly damaged the university's social credibility and the trust placed in our faculty and staff."
Oh, don't beat yourselves up. It's not your fault. Yeah.
I don't blame you for
it's
this guy.
It's not your fault.
Making 580 hotel reservations, Shimada University.
Yeah.
Have not been dishonorable.
There is a way he could reclaim his honor and the honor of Shimada University, though.
There is.
We have another one here. This was sent in by listener Jules. Thank you, Jules.
Does Jules look like anyone famous from the internet?
Didn't check.
Okay.
I only do a big deep dive on the people that have emailed us about half the time, I reckon.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like it if listeners also started sending in a headshot and maybe any celebrities that they think they look like along with the stories that they're proposing. Mm.
This is from WKRC. Woman attacked driver that hit, killed chicken that was crossing the road, per police.
All right.
I did see this lady, actually. I've been seeing her.
We never got to find out why.
A woman who stopped at an intersection to allow a chicken to cross the road allegedly attacked another driver with bear mace for speeding by her and killing the bird.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, all right. Imagine that, stopping to let a duck cross the road and some guy just comes and, like, cleans it up.
Yeah, just pulverizes it into, like, red mist.
Yeah.
You'd be pretty upset.
Hunt him down and kill him.
Yeah.
Someone almost ran over me and Lou the other night. Like, we had the right of way crossing the road. We were on the flashing red man finishing our cross of the road. And then a guy just doesn't check to see because it's a bit of a blind corner and just speeds around the corner, almost cleans both of us up. And I yell at him a little bit. I'm only human.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't.
Like, hey,
fuck you, buddy.
Yeah.
My dog and I
called him
walk
a fucking
in
moron
here.
And then I kind of gestured in a big, like, maybe I'll fight you. Probably won't. Probably right away. But I felt so powerless after that moment of being like, I have a serious grievance with this man, which is now like, I can't do anything about.
No.
And he's just gone. He's probably never going to think about it again.
Yeah.
If he had done that like 1 second earlier, he probably would have got us. And now I just kind of, I guess this isn't very charitable of me or very like open hearted, but I kind of want to kill him.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I would find him.
Hopefully he will receive like karmic justice. But
yeah, I hope so. He was in a go-get car as well. So it's not like I could have even been like, just kept an eye out for his car and then thrown a brick through his window. He's like the gray man. He's just disappeared. He's turned the go-get back over to go-get.
Yeah.
And now he's
just walked
out
away from the counter, his limp slowly disappearing.
There's no counter with go-get. That's kind of the pitch of it.
Yes. No idea what you're talking about.
What's a go-get?
You guys haven't seen go-get? They're car share things where you just leave them parked fucking anywhere. They're like
what?
The e-scooters, but they're cars, and
dude,
you just like use
fuck?
An app.
I'm just putting
there's
a
car
Toyota
app?
Yaris on the sidewalk.
You have to leave it in the car park.
Getting away, I'm walking away.
Yeah.
Our good friend Demi Lardner is a frequent user of go-get.
Go-get?
Oh, I've never heard of this. This is crazy.
So you don't have to pay a driver. You just kind of find one of these cars. And
you just find a car at the side of the road and take it.
And you just use an app to unlock it, and then you get in, you drive it for however long you want.
You fart on the seats as much as you like.
Yeah. This is fucking insane.
Well,
it's
as much as I need. Yeah.
Ben, I've had two incidents in recent weeks, very similar to what you're describing, that have infuriated me for the same reason, where I have stepped out onto a very clearly marked pedestrian crossing, the big fuck off stripes on the road and everything, and there's a car coming, and it just kind of doesn't slow down and continues across the crossing. Like, you know, I'm going to say a foot to a meter away from me and the other people that I'm with. I do the international gesture for what the fuck?
Yeah.
Hold both of my hands up to my shoulders. Mm-hmm. And I go, what the fuck? And the person looks at me from the car. This has happened both times in a row. Looks at me from the car and holds up their own hand in a gesture of, I'm
That's
sorry.
What they always do.
If
sorry.
Only there was something I could do.
I don't know what to tell you, bud.
I'm just inside this runaway vehicle that I have no relationship to. If only there was something anyone here could do to change the trajectory or speed of this car, but alas, there isn't.
Stop
they say to me in this brief window
stop
of time.
Your cars.
Stop driving.
How
like, you
much
can
of
just
this
drive
has been complaints
more.
About
I'm just
drive
I'm really mad
slowly.
About it. The amount of
you
times I nearly get hit by a car is just like just constant.
And every time the person looks at you, like this, like we're both involved in this thing that's just happened to the two of us.
It happened to both of us.
Yeah. As opposed to you, the person who's steering the car and controlling its speed and looking at the road and everything, looking at me like we're both surprised this happened, does make me want to kill you. It does make me want to kill you.
When I make a mistake like this, I think I manage to convey sincere contrition with the gesture that I give them, like the pedestrian, after I've made the mistake. I think people can sort of tell from the look on my face.
It's usually not contrition. It's usually indignance, as though like the pedestrian is in the wrong. That's the most frequent. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Why were you in my way on the road?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it in, place in for car. All of these situations, the best I can get from someone is, oh, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry I fucked up. It's just like, oh, that's crazy, huh?
Such is life.
I had a really weird one the other day where I was coming out from like our back streets where we live onto a main road, and I'm turning right. So Americans imagine that you turn and left, right? So I'm trying to turn right across this four-lane road and in this T intersection coming onto it, and across the road it was like a lawn care kind of deal that had a flatbed truck with like one of those little trailers on the back, and he's going on the main road, and he goes to turn right and do a U-turn and then tries to do it like in the street that I'm in. So he turns right across me and then goes beside and tries to get around me all the way and fails. And then he opens his window and goes, hey mate, there's two lanes here. There's one lane there, but he's like upset that he's unable to do a U-turn around my car where I am on this side street waiting to turn across the thing.
Andy's a peasant from Fable.
and Caitlin's like, honey, he's just upset because he's done the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, in a child. Oh, thank you for letting me know the intricacies of social interactions. This has actually been very helpful for me. And it's sort of cleared my mind of blame for this incident.
Yes. You are fine. He is seeking validation because he knows that he's fucked up. And so he's projecting his anger outwards to save himself from projecting it inwards.
Yeah.
And what you have to say in that situation.
He's the king of the highway.
Yeah.
Or that. You have to look him in the eyes and you have to say, hey, shh.
Yeah.
Hey,
I forgive you.
Hey, it's okay. It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right, pal. And then you flip him off. You do a burnout.
Yeah.
You throw something at his car, ideally a full 64-ounce drink.
Yep.
And then you say, fuck yourself, 2025. Get out of there. According to an arrest report obtained by Law and Crime, 38-year-old Cynthia Sosa stopped at an intersection on July 9th to, quote, let a chicken across the road when another driver, quote, began honking at her and later passed her running over the chicken.
Yeah. Where have you got to go that's so important?
Where do you need to be?
That's always the thing. Why do you need to get to your destination 2 minutes early?
Yeah.
I don't care 20 where seconds you're going. Faster. Slow the fuck down.
What, you going over to a friend's house to play FIFA? Get the fuck out of here.
He'll wait.
He will wait. Sosa reportedly pursued the driver out of frustration about the chicken's death. Upon catching up to the stop driver, Sosa allegedly blocked the road in front of the victim's vehicle, got out of her car, and attempted to open their door. What's up, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Love this. This is
amazing. This woman is a warrior. She is a warrior of life.
We should give her a gun.
Yes. Mm. Or at least, like, a spear and a net.
Yeah. You reckon our vigilantes should have classes?
Yeah, I reckon this is one of the gladiator classes, and I think it's probably a good move. It's versatile. Gives you a ranged option.
Yeah,
tangles
some damage
up your enemy
mitigation.
If you need to.
Yeah. Low armor, though.
Quote, they began fighting over the door, the report allegedly said. Cynthia wanted to teach her a lesson, so she pulled out her bear mace and sprayed it into the vehicle, spraying the victim directly in the face while she was seated inside.
Do you think bear mace is better than like man mace?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be stronger because
it's
the bear
like
is
stronger?
Bigger.
Stronger stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Bears
stronger.
It's
notoriously strong.
I think, I'm obviously on Cynthia's side here. I will say this is a bit of a dud play by the chicken killer, that if someone has like obstructed your car and is getting out of the car, just reflexively, maybe just hit the lock all doors button.
Yeah.
It's not, you shouldn't be fighting over the door at that point. You should be Gary Newmaning.
I'm going to say, though, I use the lock all the doors button so infrequently that whenever I do actually think,
you gotta search,
hey, maybe I'll pop this bad boy on, I find myself looking for a while.
Yeah.
My car's got like 5 buttons, so it's pretty easy to find.
Right. On, off. We're also counting accelerator and brake as buttons.
Sosa reportedly fled the scene but was eventually pulled over by police and taken into custody. She was charged with 2 counts of aggravated battery and 1 count of burglary with assault or battery. Now, let's just, if we're weighing this on our scales of justice.
Yes.
1 life taken, life spared, really, on balance.
Yeah.
She's like, fine.
Anubis is nodding.
Yeah. That soul is light as a feather, baby. Come on in. It's great up here, down here. I don't know where the Egyptians conceived of the afterlife being, whether it was sort of physically located.
Not sure, but this seems a balanced trade-off.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Let her walk like that chicken couldn't.
Yes.
This is kind of exactly what we need. Like more people willing to defend nature. Because a lot of people say they love the environment. They say they love animals. They say they love the forest. But like, who's out here attacking forestry workers?
Chasing down another car with bear mace.
This is
practice. Are you ready to leave your masters and become the nature ronin?
Yes. To wander the woods in defense of the animals.
Pompoko Who speaks style. For the animals? Me and my daikatana.
That's right. You could obstruct all sorts of things that are going to impinge on the environment. Oil pipelines, the constructions of new railroads. We talk about trains, which go on railroads, in trainly speaking.
I'm talking to my train, but she doesn't understand me. We travel around the world and she don't know the things that I would say if I could talk to my train and she could tell me everything she knows. But I've got to keep my feelings bottled up until today. That man-to-train translation is succeeding. And I'd ask that we'd be wed, my train, my wife instead, if I could be trainly speaking.
Toot toot. This comes to us from the City News Service in California. $10,000 reward offered after hundreds of firearms stolen from freight trains in LA.
Hey, you snooze, you lose.
Man, it is crazy out there.
Yeah.
A $10,000 reward was announced Friday for information leading to those responsible for stealing hundreds of firearms from freight trains in Los Angeles last month. The thefts occurred in early to mid-June from Union Pacific trains passing through Los Angeles, according to the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Didn't we have one of these recently? Some train robberies?
Yeah.
We did. Last
time
it
was Kicks.
Were they
also on firearms? Oh, right. It was cool shoes.
Yet unreleased Nikes, which is just fucking amazing. But again, they've got to have someone on the fucking inside, right?
I'd probably look at those same guys, because how many people know how to do a train heist? I feel like that's a pretty specific skill.
It's probably them.
And I feel that they should have stolen the guns first. Because with guns, you can do more train heists.
You could do another train heist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger trains.
Steal more
trains,
more Nikes.
I don't even know if they caught the people that did the last one, did they?
I don't think, not when we were talking about it.
It's probably the same people then.
This is fucking amazing. This is so cool. It's just so much fun to picture people like pulling up a truck alongside a train going, car 3, car 5.
They got a sexy red bandana on their face.
God, they probably look fucking amazing.
Sexy belt buckles.
Yeah.
Big, beautiful belt buckles.
And they don't want to kill anyone.
No.
Unless they're forced to.
We're just here for the guns, ma'am. Yeah. Don't want any trouble.
Or shoes. Whatever
your life
you got
isn't
in
worth
there.
This.
Yeah. But someone's going to be
there. We'll take it.
Telling them, hey, by the way, it's these cars that are full of guns.
For sure. It's got to have some kind of inside stuff going on.
Also, hundreds I feel like that a working hundreds. Country shouldn't just have, like, a working country currently not at war civilly within its borders. Probably doesn't need to be like freighting around like whole cars full of guns.
Well, you got to get the guns from A to B. It's probably better for the environment to do it this way than by truck,
that's
I guess.
True.
Definitely better than by air freight.
Yeah.
But where are the guns coming from? The gun factory? To the gun shops? That's why there's so many guns at a time?
I guess that's
the gun plant.
I guess so. If they're going
to
LA.
Gotta make them and transport them.
We should probably stop. There's probably like enough guns already out there. We can just circulate the ones we already have.
Yeah, what if we don't ban guns? You just stop making new guns.
Yes.
Yeah. We're talking.
That's something we can all get behind.
I think I'm preferring to imagine that this is the rare gun collection of an evil capitalist that is being stolen. Yeah. Maybe they're going to be redistributed to some local communists, you know?
Yeah. This is Warren Buffett's
gun
collection.
Yeah. Like when I agree with the guns, yes.
When it's advantageous to us.
Yes.
This like is most Papa of John's MLFs. Gun collection.
The Missouri-bound trains originated in Long Beach and were here. Oh, maybe they were coming from...
Yeah, coming from the
port. The international port. Weapons going to Missouri. And they were, quote, hit in what investigators called targeted thefts, according to a Bureau social media post. Man. Empty gun boxes were later discovered in Long Beach and in the Riverside County communities of Coachella and Mecca.
Oh, they're going, oh, the boxes aren't the important part. Damn it. Yeah.
We found them. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, geez. Oh, it's just so many guns.
Yeah. No, good news really and bad news, ocean. Saying returning the boxes to the owner.
You can use these to store your junk, like old photos and stuff. Put them in there.
How attached were you to like the gun part of the shipment?
Yeah. Some of them have a picture on the front of a gun.
Yes.
Some of them still have the manuals in the box. Not all is lost.
Good to read.
And it's got a sort of molded plastic in there for holding the gun, and you could use that to make some terrain for your Necromunda campaign. You spray paint that with some sort of silver spray paint, put some rust on there. Pretty cool.
Great news, the warranty card is still in the box.
Hey, I think that was definitely an episode of the podcast, Punta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us on this crazy journey. If you have a strong desire, even a weak desire, if you have a barely detectable desire to get twice as much of this podcast a week as you currently do, you can do that.
Maybe you're just a little curious. Maybe you just want to see what it's like.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have the desire, but you're going to have the desire in the future, in which case, look after your future self and meet that need before it arises.
Yes.
By subscribing to this podcast.
Anticipate your own needs.
Yes.
Give us money. We will hopefully see you on the bonus episode. If not, we'll talk to you next week. Until then, stay safe. Look after
yourself.
Drive
the speed limit.
Just fucking look out for pedestrians.
Pedestrians and chickens.
That's right. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.